I am Pius Kojobaka, looking at our stories. Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Isiama, says sustained monetary discipline introduced by the central bank has been one of the key drivers for the sharp decline in inflation. This comes after inflation fell significantly to 5.4% in December 2025, marking a broad-based inflation across both food and non-food items. Speaking after a visit to the central bank by Santihin Otunfose to the second, Dr. Siema said the BOG's effort has resulted in price stability.
Inflation stood at 23.8% in December 2024. Inflation has fallen sharply since then. By October this year, it got to as low as 8%, and by November, it got to 6.3%. This morning, we woke up to the news that for December, that is the end of last year, inflation got down to 5.4%. This trend reflected the broad-based disinflation process across both food and non-food items. Certainly, these have not happened by accident. It is the result of sustained monetary discipline that we brought on board.
Governor of the Bank of Ghana, Dr. Johnson Isiama there. Tax consultant Francis Timoboy warns government to be heavy on compliance to make up for the expected revenue loss this year. Government is set to lose more than $6 billion, cedis, I beg your pardon, in collections due to the implementation of the new VAT laws, which took off from January 1. There are fears this will impact badly on the revenue target of 286 billion cedis for this year, as well as government's expenditure. But Mr. Boy says there is still a way around the challenge.
The reforms are designed with significant improvements in compliance in mind, which is driven by simpler VAT structure, reduced cascading effect, and also enhanced digitalization. And these are the core mitigating strategies that the government expects. The logic is that when taxes are less cascading or distortionary, and it is easier to comply with, more businesses will register and transactions will increase because people can now buy and they can easily comply. Therefore, the VAT base will be broadened. In Ghana, consumption taxes have higher rate, yet if you take 35 countries, Ghana performs very poorly.
Francis Timoboy is a tax consultant. Now, this afternoon, there is a growing refusal by traders to accept Ghana coins. It's creating daily financial stress for revenue collectors and disrupting small transactions in local markets. Speaking in an interview at the Malata market, revenue collector Amos Osesa Akodia says the rejection of coins by traders has made it difficult to spend legally issued currency, even though the same coins are passed back to government offices.
Since last year, I've been suffering with these coins because they gave it to me. But if I buy something outside, they don't collect. Even if I change to the market sellers, they say they don't like it. It's just a Malata market. Don't sell in pure water at Malata, they don't collect. Don't sell at Malata, they don't collect. But they give it to me. If they collect, they will give it to me and tell me that I'm working at the revenue office. So I'll send it to the bank. But if you send it to the bank gives us back these coins because it's Ghana money. Those that refuse to collect it, they should be at least be punished or they should be arrested so that they will know that it's not being rejected. It's Ghana money that we are using. This Maggi that they are selling, they should do it one, but they've tied it one city. We have two types of Maggi. They have the big one and they have the small one. They can sell that small one 30 pesos so that if the person collect these coins, that person knows that if he's going to market, he used 30 pesos to buy Maggi. But
government has been advised to take a second look on relying on gold as the main source for stabilizing the city. Speaking to Joy Business on the assessment of the Mahama-led administration, Executive Director for Trade Aid Africa, Nicholas Apokera, called for a more environmentally friendly approach to support the stability of the local currency.
We are stabilizing this city from a source that is a bit controversial because we are selling the gold and we're using the gold money to stabilize the currency. My point on that is that it's not very sustainable because already we are producing this gold at a high environmental cost. We all know how the gold production has affected our water sources and then our forest cover. So continue to use that as the main source of, getting dollars to stabilize the currency.
Now, the Ghana Mine Workers Union is raising concerns about some firms migrating permanent staff onto contractual status. The union argues that the development also presents a major challenge for the mine workers when it comes to job security. Abdul Mumen Gwana is the General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union.
as it stands today, I mean, employment is no longer guaranteed. If you're given maximum 2 years contract, then you're lucky. And that for us is quite retrogressive. And so if you have a labor market regime where employment is temporal, is casualized, and for that matter, it has the opportunity to plan their lives, the current state of the Ghanaian mine worker is not really the best. Job security, employment security, income security has become a very scarce commodity in the labor market.
This is still the Joy Business Report.